Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth International demands UN Human Rights Council to put pressure on Israel and to condemn human rights violations on the 50th year of Israeli occupation of Palestine. On June 5, 1967, Israeli military forces attacked Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and Jordan armies in what was the beginning of the Six-Day War, which resulted in the Israeli seizure of East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza, the three of them Palestinian territories, Golan Heights, Syria, and the Sinai Peninsula from Egypt. This Monday marks 50 years of the occupation. The only territory that has been returned to its legitimate owners was the Egyptian territory, and Israel has continued consolidating its expansion project in Palestinian lands. During these 50 years, we have been actively denied our human rights, denied the right to free movement, to manage our resources, to access our land, water, which is a basic human right, said on Monday Palestinian activist Dabir Budme of Ben-Gon, Friends of the Earth Palestine, in an interview with Real World Radio. In Geneva, Switzerland, as part of a delegation of Friends of the Earth International on the occasion of the 35th regular session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, which will start on Tuesday, Abir also denounced the Israeli construction of an apartheid wall that separates and divides Palestinian lands, damages ecosystems, and confiscates Palestinian lands. These are some of the main messages that Friends of the Earth International is bringing to the Human Rights Council session, which will take place through June the 23rd. On the 19th, there will be a special session on human rights in Palestine and other occupied Arab territories. The Environmental Federation is also present at the Council session because it is pushing for the adoption of a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights violations under negotiation by a UN working group. The global campaign to dismantle corporate power and stop impunity, which is pushing for this legal agreement with Friends of the Earth International among its members, will carry out a parallel activity on June the 7th in the framework of the Human Rights Council session to analyze the risks of corporate power concentration for human rights and the people. There, Abir will discuss the impunity of Israeli corporations in her country, particularly the role of Mekorot, Israel's water company, which prevents Palestinians from having access to this basic human resource. This parallel activity will be facilitated by Friends of the Earth International's chair, Karin Nansen. This is Abir Budme in an interview with Real World Radio.
Friends of the Earth International organized different activities in the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva to highlight on the Israeli human rights violations on the anniversary of 50 years of occupation, 5th of June. A session on human rights situation in Palestine will be organized in addition to a march on 7th of June. After 50 years, we are the only remaining people in the world who still live under occupation. At the 50 years of occupation, we are reminding the world that the Israeli occupation is increasingly continuing the unlawful practices against Palestinian people and against Palestinian environment and its natural resources. The duration of this half-century-long occupation was profoundly corrosive of human rights. Israel continued to daily violate international law. So our message that we are taking to UN Human Rights Council is it must take in immediate actions and accountability actions for the illegal practices against Palestinians and the Palestinian land. During these 50 years, we have been actively denied our human rights, denied the rights of free movement, denied the rights to manage our resources, to access to our land, to access to our water resources, which is the basic human rights. Also construction of the apartheid wall that separate and divided the Palestinian lands, damaged ecosystems, and confiscated the Palestinian land. The Israeli illegal settlement expansion, which had moved at an alarming level, accompanied by high rates of demolitions of Palestinian homes in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, in addition to Gaza situation, which was entering its 10th year of Israeli blockade, which is a collective punishment for all citizens and violated the right to life, health, movement, and expression. And if it is continued, it would be a catastrophic and unsustainable by 2020. The Palestinian prisoners have achieved a great victory by their steadfastness and determination to achieve their demands, demands for basic human rights. For example, they expanding access to public telephones in order to communicate with their family and transfer prisoners to prisons closer to their families' places, and also provide the ambulances equipped to transfer prisoners in urgent health situation to hospitals, and allow photographs with their parents once annually, and some issues on relating to family visits. What the prisoners did is a victory for dignity. Our message for the states to fulfill their obligations under international law and put pressure on Israel to stop these human rights violations and to condemn the excessive violations of human rights by Israel, including apartheid regime, excessive use of force, construction of illegal settlements, and obstruction of freedom of movement, demolition of Palestinian houses, violations of the right to education and health.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.